Whereas the recent Newfoundland-Labrador provincial general election has brought serious allegations, numerous concerns and inconsistencies to light, including, but not necessarily limited to, the following. Certain individuals knowingly being permitted to vote by telephone in contravention to the Elections Act. Ballots being hand-delivered by the chief electoral officer to acquaintances and neighbours. A number of computer and phone line crashes at Elections NL, including on the final evening to apply for ballots, leading to numerous citizens who applied within the established timeline not receiving a ballot. An under-resourcing of Election NL's call centre, which led to citizens having to call numerous times to get through to apply for a ballot, and some simply giving up out of frustration and not getting a ballot at all. Individuals being provided ballots in person and over the phone without any verification of identity and or address. Individuals receiving incomplete ballot kits. Individuals receiving multiple ballots. Ballots being sent to the wrong civic address. Individuals applying for ballots online or by telephone, not receiving their ballots, and upon inquiring with Elections NL, being told they had no record of their application and were subsequently denied their right to vote. Indigenous citizens being denied their right to vote due to language barriers not addressed by Elections NL. Numerous concerns with the process implemented by Elections NL relating to the scrutinizing and witnessing of the opening, counting and recording of the ballots. Whereas in a VOCM news story of April 9, 2021, an anonymous whistleblower inside Elections NL was reported as making the following observation. The former employee claims that an apparent lack of direction exacerbated an already difficult situation, comparing it to a three-ring circus. That included the sudden change in Elections NL's in-house voting software and a registration process that, say, left the door open to potential voter fraud. The worker tells VOCM News duplicate and even triplicate ballots were sent out after some voters reported they hadn't received their ballots, and because of the volume of requests, verification of voters' name, age and address became difficult, if not impossible, especially in households with more than one voter. This election should have been delayed, says the worker, because decisions were made hastily with no forethought, and that the election was not well planned or well executed. Whereas the chief electoral officer stated publicly prior to the election that Elections NL was prepared and able to successfully conduct a pandemic election, and this was obviously not the case. Whereas the chief electoral officer has the ultimate responsibility for the carrying out of a fair, democratic elections in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador in accordance with the provisions of the Elections Act 1991, but preliminary evidence suggests that he has fallen short in this regard. Therefore, be it resolved that the House of Assembly approve the following actions. Development of a terms of reference for an initiation of an independent investigation of the recent provincial general election to be carried out by an individual or entity as agreed to by all parties and independent members of the House. And upon completion of the investigation, tabling and debating of the report in the House of Assembly, including whether or not Section 5.3 of the Elections Act 1991 should be applied based on the findings of said report. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.